All right, now to golf. A great sport. A great sportsman sport.
Gold jacket, green jacket, who gives a
Or actually, it's a game, not a sport, right?
Wouldn't
you call it a,
I mean,
a
it
skill,
is,
a game?
I don't know.
Well, most sports are games.
Yeah, you're playing a game, but yeah, you play a golf match.
Would you call golf a sport?
Yeah.
You would?
Any of that stuff. Ping pong's a sport. I mean, what's your definition of sport? It's a competition. If it's a competition of some sort of athletic skill, it's a sport.
Okay.
Golf is, yeah, golf is 100% a sport.
Well, Wyndham Clark.
The most frustrating of sports, I might add.
Oh, it's a bitch.
Yeah.
Wyndham Clark of Oregon Ducks fame, U.S. Open champion Wyndham Clark.
Bit of a temper.
Yeah. Boy, I've heard some tales about him
from
the people that know him.
Runs a little hot. Runs a little
hot. Well, he's admitted that. He's gotten a lot better, which, you know, all the once he won the U.S. Open, of course, we got a lot of features on him. And it was that he finally found a way to sort of tame that. I mean, he
got a big full swing profile in that Netflix series where they talked about his therapy and stuff like that.
Yeah, and he's done a lot of work on him. It was never about his golf game. He's always been immensely talented. It was always about his propensity to run hot and not be able to take the
can't be in the red at all times.
Right, and so. Or and just be so triggered red when something bad happens, and he was that, and he admits that, and he's done a lot of work on that, and he has since become an elite guy because of that.
Well, again,
and he won the U.S. Open.
Won the
Now he did not win the last U.S. Open.
No,
that was at Oakmont,
yeah.
And because he was so pissed and still runs hot apparently from time to time, you may remember the photos of him cracking the. The lockers at the Oakmont Country Club.
Well, we just saw the aftermath of the lockers, and then it was rumored that it was him, and it turned out
it was him. Yeah, and so he just left. He didn't fix any of it or anything.
Just kicked the hell out of it.
And so the club's finally pissed off enough that they're like, "All right, Effer, you're not coming back here." They sent him a letter, said that he's not allowed on the grounds. Which, but I tell you what, that's whoa because. He's a U.S. Open champ. They are going back there in 2033. Let's just say, again, this is where you have to find a little whimsy.
Sure.
Because the Oakmont made every opportunity to give him a chance to squash this, and he'll be back. I'm sure he will do something to make Oakmont feel better.
Sure.
And he'll play at Oakmont in 2033. But let's just, with a little whimsy, say he doesn't.
Yeah, let's say he digs in.
Yeah. And what does he... He's the U.S. Open. He is a U.S. Open champ.
Yes.
He doesn't play the 2033 U.S. Open because Oakmont won't let him play?
Well, therein lies the question. So if the USGA, who's putting on the U.S. Open, if it's their tournament, but it's at the golf course, who ultimately has the say?
He is not allowed on Oakmont grounds.
But it's not their tournament. It's...
No, but it's their grounds.
So the USGA can say, no, dude, he's playing in this, and Oakmont can be like, the hell he is? Will they have a security guard? Like, nice try, D-bag.
I mean, I guess they could.
Oh, well, they said that he has to donate to a charity that Oakmont likes, a significant donation.
Okay.
What do they say? He has to
significant contribution.
Yes, significant contribution. He has to apologize, and they want him to go through counseling and anger management.
Yeah, therapy and/or anger management counseling.
Okay,
is this a little much from Oakmont here?
Yeah, I can see Wyndham Clark, by the way, telling Oakmont to roll it up real tight and cram it. I kind of want this to go, and Wyndham Clark to tell him to like f you, just show up and be like, go ahead, kick me off the grounds, arrest my ass for trespassing.
And then they would.
Well, I think it'd be great.
I do too. I'm here for it. Be like Scottie Scheffler.
I will say.
Hopefully, he doesn't rip the guy's pants.
Oh man!
When they take him out of there,
it's first off.
Shouldn't he just pay for the damage? Like, I'm a little surprised, and I don't know much about this story, so maybe he has paid for the damages.
Yeah.
Dude, if you're going to be cracking lockers,
you
make a ton of money, dude. Just pay for it.
Well, and let me just say,
what's his problem,
dude? How embarrassing is it, Wyndham Clark, that you can't control yourself enough to not kick in some rattan lockers. But yes.
Just pay for them.
Two things can be true at once. One, you're a little bitch. And two, Oakmont, you're a bigger bitch that you're freaking out over this. Like, lighten up. Again, I'm guessing if they sent him a bill.
Right.
That
well, they probably did.
It's got to be something else. There's no way they sent him a bill for... Dude, he kicked in, what, three lockers? Okay. And by the way, they're not wood lockers. It's like a, like I said, it's like a...
it's like woven straw. It's like a rattan thing.
Yeah, like a rattan thing. It's some wicker furniture. Okay, it's very fancy wicker. Cool, 10 G's. You're telling me that he just was like, hell no, I'm not paying that? This is them trying to prove a point. Dude, grow up.
Yeah, I don't know what happened here, but I'm with you.
I'm guessing his foot went through that locker is what happened.
I wanted to escalate.
Yeah.
And
if there's one thing I know about country clubs... You want to talk about someone who doesn't think their farts stink? I give you country clubs. I don't want to rat anyone out, but
all right, well, here we go. Let's go.
The amount of dumb rich guy S that country club dudes complain about and make a big deal, it just baffles me. The best one, because this isn't local. This one is down in Bend. My buddy lives on a very nice course down in Bend, and no one wanted to be on the board, right? Like, no one that lived there wanted to help. No one wanted to be the president. No one wanted to make any sort of decisions, and so they decided that they were going to outsource the running of the club to a company. Mm-hmm. And I think it was called it's Troon.
Yeah.
Country clubs.
They run all over the country.
Yeah. It's like the biggest in the country, yeah. Right? And so they were like, okay.
It's what they do.
Yeah. And they told everyone, hey, if no one wants to do this, we're just going to hire this company. So they hire the company. And then like 6 months later, there was a revolt because no one liked the way they ran it. And so like you had all these dudes and the things they were freaking out about were the dumbest ancillary things. And they came back and were like, we gave you all a chance to do this. No one wanted to do it.
If you just give it a little bit of your own time, you could have avoided all of this. Yes. But no.
And they're like, well, so this is what you want. And so no matter what company we hire, you're going to have a problem. And it was little things like bar mix and the sort of teas that were provided at the club. I'm like, really? Like, you're all millionaires and you're concerned about free teas and bar mix.
Teas, I don't care. Although they should be supplied. Bar mix is a big deal. Okay. We're going to scrap over bar mix. It's got to be the right bar mix.
The teas were supplied, but they weren't the teas that they wanted.
Okay. Well, that's a problem.
So if you're...
Wait, you're saying entitlement at a country club?
If you're worth millions of dollars and you don't like the teas that are provided, could I make a suggestion? Spend some of your millions of dollars and just buy the right teas.
No, they're paying dues. Okay.
And don't even get me started on the food. Oh my God. You take something off the menu, and all hell's going to break loose.
Or the thick rough. Let's mow that down a little bit, okay?
Oh, you want to try to take out a tree? Oh, buddy.
Good country club life. See, that's what you're missing by not joining a country club
I'm all right.
A few open picks for you. Good to talking about the tournament. Could be an interesting weekend. I don't know.
You're doing great.
You
know what I mean?
The weekend, you mean?
Could be an interesting tournament. So we'll get to that. And, open picks. Wrap up the hour next on The Fan.